Goals, Objectives, and Strategies chapter. This came up early in the Planning and Zoning workshop. It was a suggestion that we find a place within the document that would include all of the goals, objectives, and strategies from all of the elements.
So it's not a compromised information that's not in here.
Correct.
Keep looking. It was in here. Somebody took it out.
The Planning Commission, recommended it be removed.
Okay.
And there was two reasons for that. I don't know, John, you're going to get into it. Two main reasons. When we got to the commission, when the commission got to the end of the process, one was that it basically duplicated what was already in the plan. Because if you look at each chapter, there's the goals and objectives and strategies at the end of every chapter. So you were saying them twice. And there was a concern at the time that that would add, you know, 25 pages or whatever it was to what appeared to already be a long document. And so if we were going to look at areas to cut as a commission, that would be one, because it would eliminate those 25 pages. There was also a concern that I think was that overrode that even, was that if there was just a standalone chapter with goals, objectives, and strategies, people would be inclined to just go to that chapter. They wouldn't read the element that provided the narrative and the context for those goals and objectives and strategies. It would be like not even the Cliff Notes version. You know, it would just be this list, and you wouldn't know, well, why is this here? You wouldn't have any framework to support why that goals, objectives, and strategy was there. And I think that was important because people would just shortcut the process and not understand the significance of each one of those items.
When the original was in there, when it had goals, it didn't tell you which chapter that could be found.
Oh, it did.
No, it did.
It
yeah,
did.
It was
had a cross-reference to. So yeah. If I'm looking at this quick synopsis, then I go, oh, I get its chapter, and I'd go there.
It was organized by, you know, like element one, and then the numbers were 1.1.1, and all the way down. And then two was, and it listed the chapter, and yeah, it was totally organized, so you go back and forth, you know. Or the other way to do it would be if you want to find out what the goals and objectives and strategies for, I don't know, recreation and open space, you go to the end of it, and you find them there, and then you go back through, you know, that mm-hmm. particular element. So it was the duplication, but more important, just the lack of any context.
So it was not in the 08 plan. It was suggested that it would be considered for this, and a draft was put together. However, it was removed. So because we're still in this process, it was worth discussing if it was something that would be desired for the comprehensive plan going forward.
Your opinion? I hate to do this to you, but
I think it would be redundant.
So there's some validity to what the P&Z did.
Correct. You can go to the end of every element and find out what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Just having everything in one place, I don't know if that means that I wouldn't then look into the document, though. I may want to read more about those goals, objectives, and strategies that are of interest to me and find out the reasons and the context for that within the text. So I'm a planner, though. That might be why I would do that. I'm not sure. Anyone else might be doing that.
And is it 25 pages we're talking about?
It's there's several strategies. If we're listing goals and objectives, it would be a lot shorter. The strategies makes it fairly long.
Should the chapter be just strategies only? Could we just, if the goals and objectives are at the end of each of these chapters and strategies aren't?
They are. They're all there.
All three
correct.
Are there, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing to keep in mind, too, as far as why it's 25 pages, when certain goals, objectives, and strategies show up, like that there might be the same one that's maybe in mobility, that's the same as future land use, which may be the same as, I don't know, conservation or housing. You know, there's some that are duplicated because they're relevant to different chapters. So just the heck of it.
I think we stick to our lawyer's advice.
So the opinion, your opinion and your opinion, who went through it with P&Z, and your opinion.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
It's not required.
It's not necessary.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
How critical do you think it is to the final product?
It is not critical to the final
not
product.
Not critical.
It's Cliff Notes.
I'd have a consensus that we just
move on next thing.
Yeah. If okay. That's the yeah.
I mean,
not to go through this.
Just duplicates what's already there, and just that's the personal purpose, I'd say.
Mike, may I ask a quick question?
Wasting time.
Just actually to the process, to you actually, because I would be curious, as we go through this workshop process, I know in the beginning we have the public comments, i.e. they have the ability to come before us and speak. Through this process, do we have the ability to ask them in general, for example, like Sarge, you represent a lot of people and input the public. What's your, about this, are we allowed to ask him their thought on whether this makes sense or not, or is that, I'm wondering.
I will tell you, the commission, they did on a limited basis, you know.
To engage the public?
This will be your first
day. Very limited.
I'm asking, I don't know, I'm just asking.
Give him one time, I get a time.
And I think sometimes it was like if there was somebody from an agency that was in the audience, and I know Josh a lot of times would come up to answer questions, but it was typically an agency. It wasn't typically they were asking a member of the public a question.
I would suggest this. You've got this goals, strategies, and objectives chapter written in the original. Why don't we all just go at this point, we have a consensus that we move on.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to go back and reflect on it and they think it's of value, we'll bring it up the next time as other business or something, and we'll go back and look at it again. It wouldn't take, if it's already written, it's basically.
All I would suggest is, I don't see a need for it, just me personally.
Well, I'm agreeing with these two.
But the other thing I would say is keep in mind, after it was deleted, that chapter was deleted, this whole thing has been renumbered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of money to go back in and renumber it all over again and put that chapter back in that we don't need.
You got any people on your staff that know how to do
it? You could very easily make it the last chapter if it ends up back in.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
No, nobody here is saying that we need to have it back in, I don't think.
Yeah.
So
let's go on, but quit wasting time.
Seems that we got another consensus.
We're consensus up right now.
And limited engagement to the public.
I
heard that
three,
as well.
We got 3-2, so just go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
We're on a roll.
We're moving.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?